with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Russia doesn't appear to be concerned about President Trump's warning over the war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president threatened economic penalties if Russia doesn't agree to a peace deal within 50 days. At the Kremlin, officials described Donald Trump's statements as very serious and said they would require further analysis. But top Russian security official Dmitry Medvedev said Russia didn't care about the president's theatrical ultimatum. Donald Trump also announced a deal to ship weapons to Ukraine through NATO countries. Greg Clugston, The White House.
There's been a rollback on consumer-related penalties for companies under the Trump administration.
In the nearly 6 months since the Trump administration has taken control of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Bureau's leadership has focused almost exclusively on rolling back any punishments, fines, and penalties doled out against companies during the Biden administration. Companies that were supposed to refund their customers or pay a penalty for unfair or deceptive practices are no longer bound to make their customers whole. Other companies facing charges of fraud or deceptive practices saw their lawsuits dropped. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of fatally shooting a prominent Minnesota state representative and her husband and seriously wounding a state senator and his wife. The indictment handed up Tuesday lists murder, stalking, and firearms charges against Vance Bolter. The murder counts and the deaths of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband could carry the federal death penalty. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 436 points, the NASDAQ rose 37, the S&P 500 declined 24. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on politics in the pulpit.
The IRS announced this month that churches will no longer lose their tax-exempt status if the pastor endorses a political candidate by name from the pulpit. But even though that act is now permitted, it's not necessarily welcome. According to a poll from the Pew Research Center, large majorities of all religious groups oppose clergymen endorsing specific political candidates. That includes nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A disturbing new study from the Anti-Defamation League finds 25% of Americans believe the recent surge in attacks on Jews in this country is understandable. Anti-Semitism spiked around the world after the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel, and the U.S. has not been immune. Almost 40% of respondents also say attacks on Jews would stop if Israel were to halt its efforts to remove Hamas from the Gaza Strip. Republicans have agreed to remove the international AIDS program PEPFAR from the rescission package, lowering the amount of savings in the bill to $9 billion. Bob Agnew reports.
News came Tuesday afternoon that GOP senators, facing resistance from within their own party, had agreed to remove PEPFAR from the list of programs targeted in the bill. Appropriations Chair Susan Collins of Maine was the chief proponent of omitting PEPFAR from the bill's cuts. They're designed to reduce wasteful spending previously approved by Congress. PEPFAR has been credited with saving millions of lives since it was created under President George W. Bush. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Trump administration said Tuesday it's ending the deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles. Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell announced the decision in a statement. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.